Hello and welcome to Breakpoint Podcast. I'm your host, Val Febbo. We're presented by Upstart at La Trobe University and Vavel.com, one of the best sporting websites going around. If you need all your tennis news, go to Vavel.com, click on the USA tab and read all the tennis articles run so well by Noel Alberto and co over there. So get all your tennis news from there if you're not getting it from Breakpoint. Let's get straight into the show. We've got the awesome foursome back today, our first show in 2 weeks. I've been really excited to get back. So we'll start off with the introductions. Joel Fritchie, how are you going?
Good, mate. Great to be back.
It is good to be back. How you been?
Very well. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Excellent.
Ryan Tennyson, the prophet.
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. What's been happening?
Not too much. Just ready to get cracking into another week of fabulous tennis.
I hope so. It's been a pretty big week. And Josh Captain Campbell, the prodigy, how are you?
I'm doing great. That introduction.
1964, how's that been? I think it's the first time you've been back since
I thought we'd moved on.
I had
a week off so we'd all forget about it.
No, we really haven't. How's the ankle been, by the way?
It's been doing well. I'm feeling like Nick Kyrgios with those mysterious ankle injuries as to why I keep leaving.
Yeah, and he's been slam dunking basketballs as well, so suspect. I don't know what to think about that, but we will get to Kyrgios later anyways. But quickly, like us on Facebook, Breakpoint Podcast, and on Twitter, at Breakpoint Pod. We will be more active on social media, I do promise. Let's get stuck into the show. We'll get to the review. Acapulco, Mexico, what a beautiful setting for a beautiful tournament, ATP 500 event. Dominic Thiem. Jeez, he's good.
Mm. Has had a great start to the year.
Well, yeah, he went, I think it was 13-1 through February.
Yep.
So that's an absolutely spanking, like, beautiful, beautiful record. But he beat Bernard Tomic in the final, 7-6, 4-6, 6-3. He was absolutely phenomenal in that match. His fifth career title, second of the year already, and his first hardcore title. It's a bit hard to believe, isn't it? Mm. He won his first four on clay.
Yeah, I mean, what do we reckon? What's his best surface? Would you say it's hardcourt?
So far, it's clay, I think.
Yeah, you would say it's clay?
That's where he's sort of built his game a little bit. You know, his first four titles were on the clay courts. Mm. And I think there's been a lot of comparisons between him and Thomas Muster, who obviously was a really accomplished clay court player and former world number one Roland Garros champion and so on. So I think if those similarities do match up, I think, clay court probably. At the moment, I think Roland Garros is probably his best chance to make a big run at a Grand Slam.
I do feel like, though, he's making that transition into becoming one of those elite players who can play across all four surfaces. As soon as you get that title on another surface, you're starting to build that credential to become one of the top 10, top 5 players in the world.
Bang on. That's exactly right. And I think Thiem's got the game that he can play on any surface. Like, he can hit he was hitting winners from everywhere, really, this week, wasn't he? In the final as well, it was his first career meeting with Tomic, so they both sort of weren't 100% sure of each other's games yet. You know, they would have seen a lot of each other, but 78% first serves and 22 aces. That's stuff of, like, that's better than something Djokovic would deal up. And, you know, he's the pinnacle of the game right now. You know, that's going to win you 95% of matches.
At the same time, though, that was against Bernie, who is renowned for not moving much when he's returning.
Yeah, and that's, I think we saw that in Quito when Paolo Lorenzi hit 24 aces on clay.
Yeah.
But I still think, you know, Dolgopolov's got, I've sort of seen Dolgopolov serve a lot, and I think it's a lot faster than what I've seen from Thiem, and, you know, he only hit 10 aces against Tomic, so.
Mind you, serving's a lot about placement as it is
exactly.
Now, so.
Yeah, and Thiem does have very good placement. He was phenomenal. You know, I think, you know, he was hitting winners from everywhere. He demolished Querrey in the semifinals. His only real test was against Tursunov in the second round. He was down a set and a break in that match.
Fought well to recover from
that. Yeah, he really did. Tursunov was playing some really good tennis. But we'll move on to Tomic as well. What a week.
Been fantastic.
I think it would have been awesome for him to win the title.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he's made that mark now in an ATP 500 event. And he's made a final, and now I think he has to be able to build on that, doesn't he?
Oh, surely.
I did like the fact he went from Quito to Acapulco. He was in, like, complaining about, well, I don't know why I'm here, I'm playing Quito. And I was like, oh, it's actually a really nice place to play tennis here.
I think it's a different surface, though.
Yeah.
Because Quito's on clay, you know, it's not a really big tournament, but, you know, Acapulco 500 event, the final, and the semifinal. Yeah. And I want to move on to that semifinal against Dolgopolov. That was awesome. That was one of the most enthralling contests I've seen this year, like including the Australian Open. 1-6, 6-4, 6-3 in favor of Tomic. That first set, Dolgopolov was hitting everything in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when he goes for his shots, and they just all went in. It was ridiculous that he was painting the lines.
Just in the zone.
Yeah, it was, and that was the same that we saw against David Ferrer in the second round where Dolgopolov knocked him off 6-4, 6-4. Just the shot making was superb.
What was great to see was a level of maturity from Tommy. You know, showed a bit of class there, weathered the storm and fought back. And, you know, by the end of that match, you'd almost say Tomic was doing that to the hot dog there. Just firing some great shots back at him.
Well, that's exactly right. Like, there was a point in the second set when Tomic broke to lead 5-4. Dolgopolov was serving. Tomic hadn't had a look in one of Dolgopolov's service games as of yet.
Yeah.
And he came out, and I think it was 15-40. The dog managed to save two break points. Tomic managed to get advantage after juice.
Yeah.
And they I think it was probably a 25-30 shot rally when Dolgopolov managed to get himself into the net.
Yeah,
and Tomic was able to just push him back. He hit a lob that was just enough that Dolgopolov couldn't get the smash right.
Yeah.
And they managed to get into another rally, and Bernie just pulled this winner out of nowhere down
absolutely
the line.
Absolutely nowhere.
And I've never seen him celebrate so hard after a point.
Actually, I saw the highlights of that match, and I remember watching that. Because I think the ATP Twitter account posted that, saying this is one of the points of the year, if not the point of the year. I was like, oh, yeah, all right, let's have a look. Oh, my, wow, what a point.
I saw that on the Facebook account as well. They said that was so far point of the year, and I
just absurd.
Have to agree. But you know what? I questioned Tomic's form before the tournament because, you know, he's had a couple of questionable losses to Lorenzi and Rajiv Ram, but he managed to avenge that loss to Ram in Delray Beach when he beat him in the first round here in Acapulco. And also, I think Mannarino was a really good win. And then to knock off Ilya Marchenko, who did, you know, Tomic wasn't great, but he managed to get the job done 7-5, 7-5.
Yeah, it was an ugly win, but you need to do those when you're building.
Exactly. And I think that match against Dolgopolov, I think, really silenced his doubters, including myself. I wasn't 100% sure of his form. And after that first set, you know, he just seemed like he sort of didn't want to be there, but we've seen that so much from him, so you'd sort of really know to expect it.
I think it's fair to say we're all in the same boat there, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, and yeah, I think he's really silenced his doubters, and I think the maturity he showed last week, was absolutely fantastic, and I think he can really build on that for the rest of the season. It bodes well for the Davis Cup, I hope. But team, I think congratulations to him. Let's quickly get to a couple of the other Aussies. Groff, geez, goes to 1-5 this year, including a Challenger Tour loss, so 1-6.
That was really bad.
Lost to Tursunov 7-5 in the third. Geez, not good.
I want that.
Yeah, I think with Groth, I'm not really sure what to expect at the moment. He's dropped from 60 to 77th in the world, so I think he really needs to get his act together going into the Masters 1000 month and the Davis Cup as well.
Do you think he has any lingering injuries from that broken foot?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
it's form.
No,
because he's fought out some long matches.
He should be good and going. But those mental demons that he's had in the past few years, they're resurfacing, and it's not at a good time, as you said, Val. There's the big tournaments coming up and the Davis Cup. Yeah. So, tell you what, he wants to figure that out quickly.
Well, I'll tell you, when we get to the Davis Cup, I'll delve into it more, but I was doubting that they'd select him based on form. When we get into the Davis Cup, we'll talk more about that. But also, John Millman lost to David Ferrer. Pretty tough loss for him. You know, Ferrer's always good. You know, when you draw him in the first round, it's never easy. But the past two champions of Acapulco both went out in the second round. Nishikori lost to Querrey, and Ferrer lost to Dolgopolov. So opened the draw right up. And
that was a big win by Querrey. Just quietly.
Well, he had a great February
Unpreferred surface, and really pulled out a great win there.
He does have the kind of game to beat Nishikori, though.
He does.
Very big man.
Yeah, he does. And Querrey, he's no stranger to good form. Back in 2010, he won 4 titles.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was good on all surfaces, Querrey. He managed to win one on every surface that year. So he's definitely got the game, and winning Delray Beach, making the semis in Acapulco, just running into the team train.
Yeah.
And team was absolutely phenomenal. I think in just before we move on to Dubai, his match against Dimitrov, geez, that was good.
Oh, quality.
And
real
Dimitrov
quality.
Is a seasoned campaigner now and a good quality player. Team wiped him off the court.
That honestly, like, I don't want to be exaggerating things, but honestly, that looked like that was, you know, a top 20 player in the world playing a guy outside the top 100 by just, as you said, wiping him off the court.
Because Dimitrov wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't bad, but I mean,
team is just
the class difference was exponential.
Yep, definitely. And yeah, I think that's caps off a great week for Dominic Thiem, and we can expect a lot more.